listener, it is I, Reginald, Reginald Moneybags, and I'm here with Nico and Jenkins.
You kidnapped us. We're not here with you. We're your prisoners. Where are we?
We are inside the computer. We're trying to fix and expel the demons that have perforated our machine.
I told you, I already called a cleric for an exorcism, but I believe it's dead.
Too bad. We are here, and we are going to figure out what the fuck is going on with our machine.
What do you mean you put us in the computer?
I was able to grab you, me, and Jenkins, and we were able to jump through the floppy disk hole into the machine.
It hurt.
Get over it, Jenkins. You're saying we're inside this damn machine now. This devil machine.
Yes, and we have to figure out what happened to our last two episodes so the new episodes don't get fucked up.
I have an idea. There's a spell I've heard of. It's way beyond me, but I'll try it. I cast Modify Memory on the computer. I don't think anything happened. If we're in the computer, maybe if we just give a recap, it'll save to the memory, and then people can hear it.
You're right. Let's do that.
Okay, start talking.
Hello, everyone. It's I, Reginald, Reginald Moneybags, and I'm here with a special guest.
I thought we established I see what you're doing here. You're the special guest. And I'm just here with you.
No.
What was that?
Was that the demons again?
Remember? I hope they're not back. They've already destroyed our computer.
I told you not to play with that button in my closet.
That wasn't me. I'm telling you, it was Jenkins. You not notice he's been distracted lately?
He's been more Jenkins than usual, yes, but...
Well, hold on a minute. Why do you have a button in your closet?
Who doesn't?
What is it? Now, you know what? We'll unpack this later. Well, I have a cleric coming to perform an exorcism at some point. But unless they have some kind of revivification magic, I do believe our current audio for this week has just been destroyed.
Yes, unfortunately, little demon goblins got in and wrecked the audio, so...
Do you remember that toe cream commercial that used to air? I think it was one of them kind of demons.
Oh, the little green thing.
Yes, it looked similar to that. I saw them scurrying
about. Got underneath
about.
Your toenail. Turned it all green and yellow.
Yes, they did that to the computer's hard drive. Jenkins, are you okay? Yeah, never mind.
You've been distracted lately. Why?
What?
Just anyway. But again, unfortunately, this week's scheduled episode has been lost to the great astral plane of the interweb somewhere. We've tried multiple avenues of recovery, and unfortunately, it is gone. So, we are going to give you a dramatic retelling and recap of the episode that has currently been destroyed.
Sir, weren't you on the computer the other day?
No, I was...
An email from that prince?
No.
It was something to do with... You sending him money and him sending you back more money? Wasn't it something to do with that?
Listen, he seemed like a respectable fellow, and I just wanted him to be able to fix his dog's pancreas. So I sent him 6 million gold. But he assured me that he would double my generosity within the next few months.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, back to the recap. We awaken after the great party that we had at the Flickums for little Susie's birthday party.
It was Sasha, Reginald, but good try.
Susie, Sasha, same thing. Anyway,
you were their hero, Piney Cone.
Of course I was their hero. I was so great... Tiny Cone, running around and...
Is Piney Cone's special ability to remember children's names?
No.
You didn't seem to have any issue yesterday.
I I was drinking.
That, okay, never mind. You, that actually makes, for once, a valid excuse. Anyway,
But weren't you doing something with, an Atlas, I believe?
Well, we just, we went and had a private moment and, you know, in long, in-depth discussion. We had a thing. It's cool. It's all cool. You know, if we could just, you know, not tell Catherine about that until I could process all my feelings, that would be okay. But, you know, anyway, and I believe, you know, speaking of, you know, feelings, I'm pretty sure Newt was feeling Mother Nature and...
Yes, he was...
Psychoactive, perhaps?
He was crawling around everywhere and talking about some type of cricket or something or another. Or grasshopper, I believe.
I was going to say, I thought it was a grasshopper and something about it telling him what to do, and I...
Never know what he is thinking, that one.
I believe Ezra himself went to do quite a bit of thinking yesterday. He spent most of his time down at the lakeside playing with his... new magical mask, if I overheard him correctly.
Oh, yes. Did you actually see him? He was actually just banging it on a rock. Like, what's that gonna do?
I don't know. When I saw him, he was, like, making horns. Like, he was wearing it and pulling the mask. It looked like clay. It was strange. Said something about it, you know, really giving him some insight into his powers. Something about extra ki and...
Oh, that's right. Let him exert a little bit more strength from within, right?
But I guess not all of that was completely off-putting. He and Kudar both ended up with two of the beautiful women of the Flitton clan accompanying them down to the lakeshore that evening.
Not as beautiful as my Jasmine, but yes, I agree. They were quite pretty.
I don't know if you saw while you were teetering around camp drunk last night, but the two of them disappeared off to the lake with those ladies, and from what Atlas and I could tell, they had a great time. Well, I mean, it was a kind of a stressful day for Kudar. He seemed like he was a little upset with you.
Yes. I was messing with him, pretending not to be able to read, but of course I can, because I'm me. So of course I can read the book that we read multiple times to the children. And to you, lucky listeners. You heard the book of... what's that word?
The Dismay.
Dismay.
Of Darve.
It's like, you know where I put a point at. Anyway.
But yes, I'm glad that Kudar's day ended in a... mood of relaxation and, shall we say, ecstasy after such a stressful endeavor of reading with Reginald.
Well, he was certainly relaxed in the morning because, well, he showed up to the tent naked.
Well, did he say what happened to his clothes? Or why was he, I mean...
I believe he didn't want to lose them, so he wrapped them in a rock and threw them in the lake. Which honestly makes perfectly sense. Perfect sense to me. Because it's there, you know where it's at, it's on a rock.
Well, okay, maybe it was a special rock, and I don't... You know, they had been drinking whatever was in that gourd. It was very tasty, but they drank quite a bit of it before they even left the fireside last night, so... So I guess after Kudar surprised you...
Yes, I mean, after he showed up, we, you know, all met up together and had breakfast with the rest of the Flicken clan. And then afterwards, we had a brief meeting with Ophelia once again. But this time, she actually asked us to join part of her rebellion.
She'd asked us the day before. We were supposed to discuss it, but instead we all got intoxicated and or... a little stoned. I guess that's the best term for what Newt did. Anyway, and of course, I think it was obvious to all of us in the moment that the right thing to do was to join them in their cause. I know that they really painted an evil picture of these secret keepers, those that are attempting to keep the dragons locked away and their power hidden from the world.
Of course, why would we join them?
And of course, but in discussions of joining with them, I did have to point out that I was kind of hard fast against the same title as my father, that of Raven, and they explained to us that the Griffin ensured transportation and safe passage for those in need, and that the Phoenix were those most apt and best in combat, and though, honestly, let's face it, that's where we truly belong. They felt we were a little bit too well known and had already caused a little bit too much chaos to truly be an elite force of secret fighting people.
Yes, yeah, so we're mostly out there in the open, so to speak, and everyone has their eyes on us, so...
So they promised to give us our own designation eventually. So we will have to come back for that and meet with them again in the future, but we are looking forward to that and helping them with their cause and the restoration of the dragons to the world.
I hope it's Golden Eagle Dragon.
I've heard of a golden dragon, but never a golden dragon, eagle dragon.
Think about it, like a dragon. Instead of a roar, it goes, Or no, that's a crow.
Yeah.
What does an eagle make?
To signify our induction into the rebellion, they provided us with a pendant in case we ever needed help from any allies. It is a small silver tree with a halo surrounding it, hanging from a chain. It's very much like the one that my father had in the picture he was wearing with my mother.
After our meeting, we decided it was time to head on out, so we said our goodbyes.
Yes, Reginald, if you'll remember, you went with me to say my goodbyes to Alice, and he had that beautiful music box with a unique key that very much resembled the key that I would need for that box I won gambling that night.
Oh, that's right. You haven't opened that yet.
No, I've been trying. The lockpicks and Newt has also given me a fair hand here and there, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to want to budge.
Well, maybe hopefully with this key that you're able to finally, turn it and then pop that bitch open like it's Sunday brunch.
After I say a very honest and heartfelt goodbye to Atlas, with my new key, Ophelia and Willemere provide our party with awesome gas mask.
That's right. I thought you were about to forget, but yes, they gave us gas masks, so now that whenever we would like to come visit them, we don't pass out in the doorway.
Or die. Making our way back through the tunnel, Reginald was very, 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 very unhappy
to get me started.
Find out that Jenkins had not waited for us all night, where we left him out on the forest edge.
And then you insisted, all of you insisted that we had to walk, and we had to walk 30,000 miles back to Erishaven.
Reginald, it was like 10 minutes.
Yes, 10,000 miles.
It was a shaded country lane.
Full of brambles and bushes and dirt.
You tried to get Ezra to carry you, and you went on some rant about your family being short-distance walkers.
We're natural short-distance walkers. We can walk about 30 feet. 30 to 60 feet. But afterwards, we have to rest for like 10 minutes.
Well, again,
Ezra's, you've seen how fast he is. He could easily carry me the whole way.
Who?
Ernie?
Ezra?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, okay.
Or Ezra.
Anyway, Reginald, it was only a brief walk. It was 10 minutes or so. You complained the entire time. You attempted to get Ezra to carry you, and he refused. And then we saw your recently more distracted, downward spiraling work ethic Jenkins come hauling ass, looking disheveled, but well built around the corner, almost ripping the wheels off that wagon.
Well, you know, Jenkins did train me. These muscles I do have to thank for him.
Did you know? I think I detected a bit of lipstick on his collar, but I couldn't be sure.
That was probably a tick.
Oh. Okay. But it was, again, it was 10 minutes, and Jenkins made it in time.
He should have been there faster. It was quite unbearable. I mean, under the hot sun, walking through dirt, mud, brambles, cacti.
It was a forest, not the long-forgotten deserts.
There was a tumbleweed.
It hadn't begun to tumble or weed yet. It was just a bush. You have them in front of your house. They're green. Provide oxygen. Photosynthesize. Oh, too many syllables.
Yes. Well, we eventually made it back to my parents' humble abode.
Yes, where you definitely needed to be so that you could change clothes and, what was it, rest your toesies?
Yes, it was on a long walk. Anyway, after we get back to my family's home, I decided to have a talk with my father, Archibald.
While the rest of the party enjoyed a healthy, happy lunch, quiet lunch. It's wonderful.
Sounds boring. Anyway, what me and my father had discussed was actually our family history. He was describing how the Money Bags had a long and glorious history with the Heiress Haven, and that told me that I had been born to a long line of esteemed and highly revered men. He told me that our family name is not only our last name, but is a badge of honor, showing a call to duty and allegiance to Heiress Haven. And our family has been involved since Heiress Haven's creation generations ago. After we had this long and heartfelt talk, he had to get back to work, so I went to go see where the rest of the party were. And
while we were enjoying our lunch, it had been mail call at the Moneybags estate, and we noticed a strange letter had arrived. It was an iridescent envelope with beautiful gold calligraphy addressed to a Mr. Reginald Moneybags, addressed to him from the Daughters of Divine Light. So, of course, we held it up to a candle in the sunlight, did everything we could without actually opening it to see what was inside, and we, again, just enjoyed a nice, quiet, wonderful lunch. And then when Reginald came back down from his moment with his father, we gave him his letter.
Yes, after I opened the letter, it said to meet the Daughters Divine Light 7, I let the rest of the group know that my father would be leaving for business. And that is when we decided to start investigating his office.
Yes, that was an interesting endeavor, and we found many intriguing things there. Going through his desk, we were able to uncover a notebook that talked about a Mr. Evenstalker being inducted into something 2 years ago, and Mr. Moneybags having questions about his background and his upbringing. And of course, knowing what we know now, we can only assume that Mr. Moneybags was referencing those dreaded secret keepers of Heiress Haven.
Yes, it was quite a shock to discover that, well, the history that my father had just told me about was actually these secret keepers that had sealed the dragons away.
We also discovered that Reginald's father works very closely with another council member, a man named Donovan Crump. It seems that he is tied together with him in many different endeavors, and if Reginald's father is in fact a secret keeper, it seemed to make sense to us that in fact this Donovan Crump was as well. While most of us were investigating the desk and the contents that we found, Newt took it upon himself to run his own sort of experimental investigation into Reginald's father. I believe he took some of, what did he call it, the happy sick potion that he got from Willemere?
Yes, that him and Willemere created last night, but yes.
Reginald, with his newfound curiosity into books and bookshelves, started...
So after I opened up the bookshelf, there was a secret tunnel, a staircase actually, heading upwards into the attic.
Yes, we found a small attic room, and inside there was a stone marble altar table with a black cloth with strange golden runes going around the perimeter of it, and a tapestry of 9 figures surrounding a glowing orb. Then there, against the side wall, sat a large trunk, which Reginald was able to open with his signet ring.
Yes, where the keyhole would actually have been, actually was a perfect indention where my ring would fit. After opening it, we looked inside and found a box of papers, a bunch of strange golden coins with a weird stamp on them.
At the same that we found at Evenstalkers, I would like to point out, I did snag about 10 of those just in case they... We need to mash them up later. You know, it's weird that they keep popping up. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, and we also found an empty box that we did realize that actually held the amethyst stone that Nico had gotten from my mother many, many sessions ago. And if you haven't listened to that one, go listen to it now. Yep. We also found a ceremonial dagger.
Yes, Reginald, and in that box of paperwork, which you glanced at and tossed to the side, we found an envelope containing a marriage license for one Archibald Moneybags and a Mrs. Ginger Everstar, the same last name from the poor sacrifice from the Book of from the Dismay of Darvay.
Yes, this is actually the first time I've ever heard my mother's maiden name. Has never come up or never asked, really.
But fearing that Archibald would return or that some other member of the Moneybag staff might discover our little investigation, we decided it was time to make ourselves scarce. Ezra wished to go to Hutch's and speak to him about his ties to the Eris Haven crime syndicate and what they may mean for his past. And that's where we'll pick up with this episode, I do believe.
Yes, so sit back, relax, pick up your ferret. Ferret? Pick up your ferret, dip him in marinara. Cover him with cheese and get ready to listen to this week's episode of the Eris Haven Chronicles.
A mariner, a cheese weasel. Is it like a shish kebab or is it a lab? Like, what the fuck? That sounds like some dirty ass new recipe.